or active role. According to this account, a saucer landed briefly on the Foster Ranch on July 2nd. It lifted off again, and then gouged the ground for 150 feet, leaving wreckage along the way. It came to rest 2 miles away. In this version, Mac Brazel found alien debris and showed it to his neighbors.
This piece of material that he brought, we examined it real carefully. It looked like it was a little larger than a pencil, and it was about 6 or 7 inches long. It was a light tan color, looked like a lightweight wood, but you couldn't burn it or cut it. Mac said that some of the other material looked like a aluminum foil, but when you'd crush it in your hand, it would straighten back out. There were no creases at all. And there was some tape that, or some part of it that had some printing on it, he said, in a purplish pink ink. He said it wasn't like Japanese or the way he described it was more like hieroglyphics or something. You know, it was kind of pictures. It wasn't flowers or printing as we knew anything.
The rest of this account indicates that at the final crash site, 4 dead alien bodies and a crashed saucer were found. The military removed all traces and telephoned the local undertaker and ambulance driver.
The mortuary officer from the Roswell Army Airfield called and said he would like to ask me a few questions. He wanted to know, did we have, what size baby caskets were hermetically sealed? Were they 3'6" or 4'? You want to know how many that we did we have in stock, and how long would it take us to get more? When I got to the infirmary, there was 3 old field ambulances there where I usually park. Naturally, I looked in and I saw a lot of debris there that looked like some kind of a crash debris of some kind, not particularly an airplane crash, but it was some kind of debris. Then I noticed there was a piece that looked like the end of a canoe that was about 3.5 feet that came up to a point like a canoe. And then I noticed on the outer edges that it looked like some kind of hieroglyphics.
Dennis passed by the hospital laboratory.
He probably hadn't gone over 10 feet and this door opened, and it was a nurse that I knew that I had worked with before. And she had a towel over her face, and she was gasping, I think, or maybe crying, I'm not sure, but I know she was gasping for breath. And she did see me, and she said, "Glenn Dennis, get out of here as fast as you can, because you're going to get in a lot of trouble." Immediately following her were two gentlemen that also had a towel over their face, and they were gasping very much so. They went on across the hall with her and went into the door. It wasn't really just a few minutes, and here comes two MPs, and they said, "Take this gentleman off the base. You drive him back. Don't let him drive. Make sure he's off the base, and you drive the ambulance yourself."
Dennis was removed on the orders of a menacing red-haired captain and an African-American sergeant. The next day, he met the nurse. She was in a terrible state.
I've never seen anyone that she was as white as a ghost. Her hair was just all completely messed up. She was like scratching her face, and then she was just almost completely in total shock. Her story was that they were doing a partial autopsy. On one hospital gurney was a crash bag that was unzipped with two very mutilated small little bodies. It's very mutilated. And she said, for instance, there was a hand that was severed, and they, in a law enforcement, they would turn the hand over, and they were describing it, only 4 fingers, small pads on each end of the fingers, and it looks like there's little miniature suction cups.
If this account is true, then General Ramey's photo opportunity had been a hoax.
I've seen photographs of my father holding some debris in General Ramey's office at Fort Worth Air Force Base. And I did not talk to my father about these photographs even years later because I did not even know they existed until a short time ago. But those photographs depict the trail that I did not see on our kitchen floor that night. Again, the discrepancies being, in the photograph you could clearly see this is metal-backed paper, not foil-like through and through. In other words, it was paperback metal. The sticks look like bolsplit to me in the photograph, and again, that was not what I saw. So I have to conclude that the debris that was on General Ramey's office floor was not what we saw on our kitchen floor that night.
And what of rancher Mac Brazell, who originally found the materials?
My husband and Lyman Strickland were in Roswell one day, and they saw Mac going down the street, and he had soldiers around him. And they said Mac didn't even speak to him. He just stuck his head up in there and walked on. Then when Mac came home, we asked him about it, and he said, well, they told me it was a weather balloon, but if I ever find anything else, nobody will ever know it. And he just wouldn't talk about it. So I don't know what persuasion they used, but he just said it was a weather balloon.